Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And away we go. Joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, guy that I've wanted to talk to for a long time because I've long admired his body of work. I think sometimes we tend to easily gravitate to the team that wins the state tournament, but the coaches that I always study and watch and find fascinating are the ones that are good every year, especially in greater Minnesota, because outside the metro, you do not get an influx of talent just because you want it. You can't talk somebody into coming over and playing at your school. You can't drop, veiled hints that you could play a lot here. You get what you get, and you coach them up as best you can, and you hope that that's good enough. And I always think the mark of a great team isn't how many championships they win. It's that how good are they year in and year out and how competitive are they? Annandale has answered that call for years and years and years, in large part because Skip Dolan has been the head coach. And he got that coveted state championship this past weekend on Saturday with a win over Minneapolis North after they beat Caledonia the night before in the semifinals. Coach, congratulations.
No, thanks, Mike. Thank you very much.
What was this one like? What did it feel like when you got there this year?
Well, you know, with the journey, you know, was kind of the same, getting yourself through the section and stuff like that. But then when we saw that we were going to have to get through Caledonia and through North to get there, mm-hmm. We thought, well, either we're going to get beat by a very good team or we were going to legitimately be able to say we were the best team in Class 2A because we would beat two of the best programs and best teams in the state.
Okay, so you're up against Eli King, who's considered one of the best players in the state, going to Iowa State, long resume, et cetera. As a coach, you see he's athletic. You know he's going to get the ball a lot. He's going to have it in his hands a lot. What do you do strategically when you play against a kid of that caliber?
Well, you study the tape because in today's day and age, you exchange a lot of tapes and stuff and that, but you start to realize how quick his hands are and how explosive he is to pick passes off, go get the ball, and how explosive he is to come from behind and block shots. So, you know, we really stressed and we worked on, you know, we just can't let him get turned loose and let him get up on those monstrous ducks and dunks and stuff because of what we saw often was he was getting about four or five of those dunks a game, but mainly because his hands are just so quick and so explosive. So we really tried to negate the fact that he was going to get at some one of those transitions.
And so you do that by what, ball fakes or what? You try to get him to commit to where he wants to go before you make a move? How do you do that?
We did a lot of facing. We worked on a lot of spaces. We tried to get him, you know, maybe a little bit stretched to the corner when we could. But just really concentrate on being extremely careful with the basketball all the time. The one thing about our group, you know, for you is that being, you know, again, a little bit staying smaller. Our kids, you know, they like the weight room. They're strong with the ball. They very rarely get the ball ripped away from them. And we just concentrated on just making good choices.
Skip Dolan is our guest. Annandale wins the state championship. He's the head coach. I want to know more about this Ghanaian kid, though, because when he walks on the floor, he's not the most intimidating. And he put on a show Friday night, man, 7 3-pointers, and just to see the confidence that he plays with. But above and beyond that, Coach, I mean, that's an inspiration for the kids out there that say, oh, basketball, you got to be this, you got to be that. No, you don't. I mean, this kid lit it up. And who is he? What's he all about?
Yeah, you know, first of all, he's a son of a coach's kid. You know, that yep. Came from over at Howard Lake back in sixth grade, and that he's lived in the gym. You know, just spent a lot of time shooting the basketball, handling the ball. But you know what he is? He's also that coach on the floor. He's the kid that you know I just have to look at and relate to, and I take every suggestions as you know, and look into whether what he's seeing is what I'm seeing. And at some point in time during the course of a game, I try to get him off because he's so unselfish. He doesn't really say, I need to score in this basketball team there, because we got a lot of different kids that are let us in scoring that. But in that particular game, we kind of ran a quick set for him to try to get him off to start the second half. And then once he hit one, then we got a couple other little wrinkles that we like to try to get him another quick look or two. And, man, he just... You know, I called it the Carson bombs because they were bombs in both ways. He was kind of blowing the gym up and they were downtown shot.
Yeah, I mean, a night he'll just never forget, obviously. But do you, as a coach, if you have a really good shooter, can you always get them shots? Should you be able to strategically, if you got a great shooter, forget their size, forget whatever, should you be able to design something to get them shots?
I think, you know, what you do, at least what I do, okay, is you design things to get him shots or to slip for somebody else to get an easy one going to the basket. So a lot of times you'll have your really good shooter set some back picks and stuff to get somebody an easy shot, or they'll set a pick for him. And if they don't switch off on him, he gets his shot. But if they start switching off, we do quick slips. And, you know, and that's where, you know, Miller and Spalding and them at times, and Robert Olson on some of those dunks, and that all of a sudden they just kind of free up. And that's just because Carson's drawing so much attention.
Yeah, but you have to have basketball IQ to recognize that, too, because it's easy sometimes to try to force it because you believe in it. And when I watch your teams, you know, I don't know how many are set plays or how many are called up, but the spacing's always really good, and the movement's always really good. And that tells you that you know, that some of that, yeah, you can call it a play and it's going to do this and that, but a lot of it has to do with having a basketball IQ and recognizing the situation and maintaining space and all those things. And you have long done that in your program. Does that come from them just playing a lot of basketball in the summer? Does that come from you giving them the freedom to read? What is that?
You know, the commitment in our program is tremendous from all the way on up. This particular group have been, you know, my top six kids are all seniors. They played together, you know, forever. But yes, it's repetition. I'm a big repetition person, you know, as far as, you know, you have to own the offense or own the play. I'm more sets than a continuous offense and stuff like that. And you have to own those. So that part becomes second nature. Okay. When that part becomes second nature and you can just play basketball, and you all know then that part of it, yeah. Then so that's what we do. We just work hard on that aspect of the fact. And then, like you said, we do a lot of spacing. We work hard on our spacing and that to try to keep things so they can't bring traps to us or double up on somebody and that unless they're going to give us up another space.
Yeah, and that's a big key because you see sometimes teams, when they get in trouble with the trap and then they run to the ball and then it gets worse, you know. And if you have the poise to keep the spacing, a lot of times you can work it out.
Exactly. And then, you know, we were very fortunate this year that we had, you know, a 6'7" kid, you know, that I called my point forward. And another thing that went to many years ago is we play positionless basketball. We don't call our guys point guards or shooting guards or wings or foot. We're positionless basketball. Everybody's expected to dribble the basketball. Everybody's expected to shoot the three and take to the basket. Even Carson and Bryce are expected to sometimes slash down low and post once in a while and stuff like that. You know, you got to be able to do all aspects of the game if you really want to be a complete basketball team.
Skip Dolan is our guest. So does that mean that, you know, the kids that are coming back next year, et cetera, they don't have to sit and think about, oh, I'm the fourth guard on the team, even though I might be the fourth best player, I'm not going to play then because you're not afraid to play five guards or five forwards or whatever it is?
Exactly. Next year we're going to be a totally different looking basketball team. Yeah, we had the 2-5-9 guards that were extremely quick. And by the way, to throw Bryce Fulby and Gagne Bolton, they're both lockdown defensive players at their size. They feared nobody to defense it up, and we played five out, we played the bigs, we've done whatever back in the day, you know, whatever, We won a basketball game, Mike, and scored 58 points in overtime, won the game, and we didn't make a two-point shot. We had a three, and everyone else made another shot, free throws.
Really?
Yep. Pav from over at Delano, he says that's his trivia question every time he goes up on a hunting fishing trip. He's got a trivia question for you. That was against Litchfield, against John Carlson's group.
John, oh boy, that's a group, man. Back it's been 20 years now, I know, but they had one of the all-time great teams to come through. I think it was 2001 when they did it.
Yeah, they sure did. I learned a lot from John and that group, you know, as I progressed forward.
Yeah, but Annandale, though, I said this earlier at the outset, you guys have been good every year. And that's hard to do in a small town because there's an ebb and flow with the classes that you get, and you might have 2, 6, 7 kids in your class, and they may have zero interest in playing basketball, but you're not going to get a plethora of 6, 7 kids. You got to hope that the ones that you get want to play basketball and can play basketball. To me, that's the hallmark, is that you guys every year are competitive, and every year you're making a run at state and all those things. How do you build that? Does it take on a life of its own once you get to a certain point?
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Mike. And once we got it to a certain point, it takes on a life. We tell our kids all the time about a lot of different aspects of our culture, okay, and our character and stuff. When people come back into the gym, they expect our kids to act and behave a certain way. They expect them to play the game a certain way. I think the biggest thing we always hear is how hard our kids work when they're on the floor. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I know we want to play defense, and this group was the reason they won a state title was because they dug a defensive end. But I always say the game was invented for the ball to go through the basket, and you got to put a lot of time in. It makes my job a lot easier when people can score.
Yeah, don't you think, too, though, and I've always thought this about great coaches, and especially veteran great coaches, is – just to your point, what you said is, the longer you do it, maybe, the more you realize that ball's got to go through that hoop. And we can get as fancy as we want, and we can talk about trap this and trap that. But if you develop shooters, and then the second part of that is, if they're relaxed enough in a game that they can access that and be the shooter that they are, you're going to win a lot of games and bail yourselves out a lot of situations.
Yeah, you know, you've seen a lot of basketball like I've seen a lot of basketball, and probably one of the biggest changes has been you could have way back in the day just said, we're playing defense, and we can go a long way just playing defense, maybe win championship. Now, your best defensive player on a team against the best offensive player on the other team, a lot of times that offensive player in today's day and age is just too good.
Yep.
So you got to have offensive players that can beat the other team's best defense, and there's going to be a lot more kids out there. As you know, we're putting out a ton of those kind of kids in the state of Minnesota to move on to the next level. So, yeah, it's about, you know, your offensive skills got to be there. I always tell my younger coaches and that when they're bringing them up, I said, I can teach them to play good hard-nosed defense in 1 year. I cannot teach them to shoot and dribble in 1 year. And so those two things we've got to have developed and have done before they get to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like you can take a kid and make him a football player, but not a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? You can't learn to read the defense a lot, but you can make him a football player. You can put him at linebacker. Now, you got to the championship game against Minneapolis North, and North with a lot of sentiment and obviously an adversity-filled season for different reasons off the court that they didn't control. What was that like?
You know, the first thing I did is I walked right over to Larry and shook his head and said, the respect I had for him and his program and for how his kids have handled, you know, anytime you're part of a team and that, and you lose, you know, a young man inside that team, you know, senselessly and stuff like that, it's just hard. It just can rip a team apart. So I give him so much credit. And all the other things I see Larry try to do to develop these young men and stuff like that. And I hope that, you know, inside my program, we try to do the same thing. And then when it got right down to the basketball game, we knew again that we had to control their overall intensive scrambling, trapping, and getting up and down the floor. And, you know, for the most part, we did that. They had us on the run there a little bit to start the first 6 minutes or so, at the 6 minute mark or so, and that. And then we kind of switched over to a zone, and that I thought we kind of bogged them down a little bit, slowed them down. They kind of quit going downhill, and I think that allowed us to get back in the game.
Now you go to the off season. What's your feelings on AAU for your players? How do they go about their business in the summer?
Well, we got some kids. We got a couple, we got a few kids that do the AAU. Okay, you know, I try to. What I do is, you know, there's basketball tournaments everywhere for my high school kids. Okay, and if they want to invest in the AAU part, you know, that's totally up to them. But I give them a list of 25 tournaments that are out throughout the summer, all summer long, and so they will look at the 25. They'll check them all off. If they're going on vacation, I tell them, go on vacation. You're doing this, doing that. Then out of those 25, I'll try to get 6 or 7 of those tournaments where they'll all be there. So we're all developing that. But if they're going to a church camp or they're going somewhere else and that, do it. You know, go do some time, be some family time. But when we're going to go to tournaments, we're going to all be there and we're going to all be developing at the same time. So that's kind of the way I do it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, Skip, that's changed over the years is who'd have thought we'd seen a day. You know, it used to be the off season, coaches couldn't touch them. You're on your own. You could go to the Jim Dutcher camp or nothing. You know, was the extent of developing outside playing pickup basketball. But now everybody's all in if they want, right?
Exactly. You know, and that is the big difference. You know, Mike, by the time I come out of my summer, I pretty much know exactly which direction I'm heading with this particular basketball team. Now, take next year, for example, we graduate all the seniors. I got a lot of underclassmen coming in. I'll run a team camp for the first week coming out of the summer. We'll kind of put in what I think the direction I want to go. And then throughout those 6 tournaments and stuff, and we have what we call a breakfast of champions in the morning from 6:30 to 8 o'clock mornings a week. And that, and they show up. And by the time I come out of summer, I've really kind of weeded out, oh, that was a good idea to start with, Skip. It wasn't a very good idea at the end of summer and stuff like that. And I just weed those things kind of out. So we are so far ahead. Instead of, I used to go into a season, and after 2 weeks of just doing this, and I went to my first game, and I went, oh, boy, that was a waste of time on that and on that and on that, you know, and having to pull that out. Now by the time usually I come out of summer, that's pretty much all been sorted out.
Now, was Ben Grieve an outstanding shooting guard, or where'd you play him?
You know, Ben, I just got a text from him congratulating and from Dave, too.
Dave, your longtime assistant.
Yeah, longtime assistant. He's down in Arizona golfer.
Oh, gosh, he's not coming back in the winter, is he?
No, Ben was one of the best shooters I had and one of the better pure jump shooters I had. He was just a real scorer. And then, of course, Lindsay came into our gym, you know. She always wanted to be unnoticed and stuff. But we'd sneak them in there and stuff, and they would play and stuff like that. So, yeah, that was a good connection between those two getting together, and it was a good connection for Annandale.
For sure. Skip, congratulations on just an unbelievable career besides this week's tournament, which is a cherry on top, but I know the real joy to you is in just teaching and coaching all the time. So congratulations on all you've done for those young men out there and for what you've done for Annandale.
Well, Mike, I just can't. You guys that are covering these high school sports and the positivity that you do that with, it's just something we just badly need in our society and stuff like that. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Back at you. Skip Dolan, head coach at Annandale, state champions on Saturday in Class 2A. But every...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.